الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. Page 201, brothers and sisters. We will start from where we left yesterday. But I want to go back. Because yesterday, we did some Quranic verses. And sometimes, in doing something quickly, we overlook certain things. So I want to revise it, brothers and sisters. And this is your homework. You will take the Quran, Suratul Furqan, and you will study ayah number 27, 28, 29, and 30. And inshallah, you have the knowledge to understand it directly. Inshallah. You know, make an effort. I think most of it will be within your grasp to read the ayah and understand it, inshallah. Most of it. And as you grow stronger, it will become even more easier later on. Here's the verse that we did yesterday. What is the ayah number 27? Brothers and sisters, what is the ayah number 27? Yawma. يَعُدُّ الظَّالِمُ. Are you with me? Page 200, top. What is ayah, brothers and sisters? That is 27. It's Surah Furqan. See, we are studying the verb ittakhaza. In these four ayahs, ittakhaza has been used three times. Okay. So, yawma ya'uddu zalimu ala yadayhi. Okay, brothers and sisters. I give you my, you know, way of sometimes checking it out. I understand it. Then sometimes I want to see what Abdullah Yusuf Ali is writing about. What Muhammad Asad is saying about this. You know, what, am I right the way I think as the way the scholars think? So sometimes I cross-check myself. You know, so, and also I take the help of Nurul Yaqeen all the time. And word-for-word translation by Dr. Mohar Ali. These are my companions when I study Quran, these two books, brothers and sisters. And they help me a lot. So when I looked into Nurul Yaqeen, I found something very surprising, brothers and sisters. What was that? Brothers and sisters, Yauma, in your book, Yauma, what is Yauma we said? Zarf. Are you sure? And then the rest of the sentence is mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea? And now, Nurul Yaqeen says that there is a verb mahzuf before yawma. Okay? And this, once you know this, then most of the time you will recall this. Yawma means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Udhkur. Okay? Udhkur. Fail Amar. Only Anta. Udhkur Yawma. Remember the day. Okay? Remember the day. Brother, we are straight away going into the meaning. Straight meaning. You must understand. We are going straight into the Quran. Okay? Yawma. So, udhkur. Remember. On the day. What is yawma? On the day. Now, this is, as I said yesterday, describing the scenery of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah is describing the scenery of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Udhkur. Now, who's the person who is being commanded? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today, when you read it, that command is to you. Remember. Remember. Yawma, on the day when the zalim, the evildoers, the transgressors, okay, the disbelievers, on the day, the evildoers will bite their hands. Okay? And then what will they say while they are biting their hands? What will they say? Yakulu, ya laytani. Oh, would that I had taken with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the straight path. The Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sabila. What is the path of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sirat al-Mustaqim. He did not take that path. So he is in despair. And when you are in despair, what do you do, brothers and sisters? You bite your fingers. This is it, brother. Okay? So here, ittakhastu, I had taken a path with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or I had followed him to his path, you know. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Is it clear to you? Inshallah. And then, brothers and sisters, that is ayah number 27. What is the next line? Ya waylata. That is ayah number 28. Suratul Furqan. Okay. Oh, my disaster. Woe to me. Okay. Laitani lam attakhiz. Would that I had not taken so and so as my friend. Are you with me? I had not taken so and so as my friend. So that is what we studied yesterday. And then I gave you verse number 30. But I did not write Waqala Rasul. So I thought I should explain you more so that you are 100% clear we are studying Quran here. Okay? Brothers and sisters, after he says, woe to me, would that I had not taken so-and-so as a friend. Brother, fulanan means so-and-so, anybody. Brother, and what is the next word? Khalilan. What is the meaning of Khalilan? Intimate friend. You become intimate with somebody. You rely on him. You trust him. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? And after that, what that person is saying, that evil doer who is biting his hand and lamenting that while he was on this earth, he took somebody else as a friend. So what happened? Number 29 verse, Lakad adallani anil zikra. What is zikra, brother? What is zikra? Zikra means remembrance, reminder, and the Quran is called zikra. The Quran is called a zikra. Okay? Lakad, brother, once you know your language, what is lakad? What is lam? Allamu li kasmin muqaddari. Before that, there is a swearing. Now it is said by the evildoer, so maybe he's saying wallahi, maybe, because there is a qasam. Okay? So lam is for the qasam, muqaddara, and qad is harfu tahqiq. You cannot translate these things. You got to understand it. Adalla. What is adalla? Dalla means he went astray. Adalla form 4. Dalla is intransitive. Bring it into form 4. Adalla. It becomes you misguide someone. He misguided someone. Are you with me? So, lakad adallani. He led me astray. Who is that he? Brother, who is he? You can say, no, he said, na, lam attakhiz fulanan khalilan. So it goes to that person. And who can that person be? It goes without saying, brother. Okay, so lakad adalla. Adalla fi'lu madin mabniun ala fata fa'il mustatir taqdiruhu huwa. And nunu wikaya and ya mutakallim mafulun bihi anil zikra. From the Quran. He led me astray from the Quran. Ba'da iz ja'a. Ba'da iz ja'ani. After the Quran had come to me, after the guidance had come to me, he led me astray. Okay? Wakana shaitanu. Brother? Wakana shaitanu. Kana. What is kana? Fialu nakis. See? Nakis. But remember, when it is used in this way, or it is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it has got meaning in 3 tenses. He was, he is, and he will be. Kana shaitanu lil insan khazula. What is the meaning of khazula? What kind of a word is this? We are going to study. So inshallah, this is good that we are doing this, brothers and sisters. Remember the wazan of this. What is the wazan? I write another word. What did I write? They are all on that pattern. What is that pattern? What does it signify? We are going to study here. So all of this is inshallah connected with our dars. Okay, brother? Kana shaitanu, shaitanu ismu kana. Lil insani, char majur. And where is khabar kana? Khazulan, mansub. Khabar kana, mansub. So what is the translation of this, brother? The shaitan is for a man an arch betrayer. He will lead him and then leave him in the middle. Okay? He will leave him in the middle. He will betray him. Okay? Now we are talking about, are you with me, brothers and sisters? What are you talking about? On the day, we are talking about Yawmul Qiyamah. We are talking about Yawmul Qiyamah. And then, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will say, what is the meaning here? He will say, to whom he will say? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabbi, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا again, اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. Ittakhadha has two mafulun bihi. Haza and then mahjura. What is mahjura? Sister Hamza? Mahjura. Mahjura. No. Sister Hermanas? No. Sister Maimuna, what is it? Isam maful, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, I'm sure most of you know it. It's a maf'ul, remember. So all these things will come to you instantly. This is a maf'ul, this is some fa'il. But what is the verb? Hajara, to migrate or to give up something. So what is the meaning of mahjura, brother? Abandoned, deserted, forsaken, out of use, obsolete. Avoided. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Ya Allah, inna qawmi, indeed, my people took this Quran as an obsolete thing, or they avoided it. Brothers and sisters, I was checking and I found a nice translation which conveys the meaning. You see, I understand the meaning of Majura. But sometimes, in order to convey to other who does not know Arabic, then we have to translate it, okay, for that person. And the messenger, in the bracket it is written, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will say, because this is Yawmul Qiyamah, it has to come. But Allah is already describing it in the Quran. Will say, oh my Lord, verily, my people deserted this Quran. Now, when you desert something, what does happen? What happens, brothers and sisters? When you desert a thing, it means neither listen to it, nor acted on it laws and teachings. So, when you don't act on the teachings of the Quran, and when you don't listen to it, what does it mean? It has no value to you. You are avoiding it. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? That will be the meaning of mahjura. That will be the meaning of mahjura. But we can easily say in our own way, ittakhadhu, which means to take or adopt this Quran as a obsolete, of no value. Something that is to be avoided. Here I give you an example, brother. I was thinking, you are not well. You go to the doctor, and the doctor gives you medicine. you see, oh, wow, I got a nice medicine, it will cure me. You come home and you put it on the shelf. And you put it in a nice box on the shelf. And you look at it every day. Do you think you are cured? You don't take that medicine. You are just looking at it. It is lying on the shelf. The bottle is closed. And you think you got a cure for your disease? No. It has to be swallowed in order to make you better. But if you leave that medicine on the shelf all the time, brother, it means you have no value for that medicine. You discarded it. This is the situation with us with Quran. We put it in the nice box. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? We put it in the nice box, put it on the shelf, and leave it there. Okay. I have read a very nice poetry in Urdu. It is called Quran Ki Faryad. Quran Ki Faryad, you know. What will you call Faryad? Complain. Complain of the Quran. And I'm trying my best to put a little melody on it. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I haven't polished it. I'm still trying. It's in Urdu, Sister Maimuna. But it is so powerful. I will tell you now. And if it is good, then later on I will record it, brother. Are you listening? This is written by Maher Qadri, a very famous poet of Pakistan. He passed away recently. May Allah have mercy on him. He was a great person, an eye-opener for many people, you know. Taakon pe sajaya jata hoon, aankhon se lagaya jata hoon. Are you following me? Taakon pe, when you put it on the shelf. And you put your eyes. Taakon pe sajaya jata hoon, aankhon se lagaya jata hoon, taaveez banaya jata hoon, dho dho ke pilaya jata hoon. I'm made into a taaveez. You know, people put it here or here. That's all we do in the Quran. And then when somebody is sick, we pour the water on the Quran and let that person drink the water. It happens, brother. And then, brother and sister, what does he say? Juzdan harir o resham ke. Harir is silk. I mean, resham is silk. Harir, degree, yeah. Juzdan hari ro resham ke, aur phool sitare chandi ke, phir tarkeeb barish hoti hai, khushboon mein basaya jata hoon. What is happening, Sister Maimuna? That I'm put in a nice silk cloth, you know, I'm wrapped in a silk cloth, you know. And then on that silk, I put with the thread of silver, stars and moon. And on top of that, I put lot of perfume. So that I always live in fragrance. This is my position. Juzdan hari resham ke, aur phool sitare chandi ke, phir tarkeeb barish hoti hai, khushboo mein basaya jata hoon. Jis tarah se tota maina ko kuch bol sikhaye jate hai. Are you with me? The way you teach parrot certain words. Huh? You teach a parrot or any other bird some words, and that bird is going to repeat those words. Are you with me? Jis tarah se tota maina ko kuch bol sikhaye jate hai, is tarah padhaya jata hoon, is tarah sikhaya jata hoon. Are you with me, brother and sister? Jis tarah se tota maina ko kuch bol sikhaye jate hai, is tarah padhaya jata hoon, is tarah sikhaya jata hoon. This is the way I have been taught. As you teach a parrot some words, my position is similarly, that I am taught like that to people. There are more verses, brother. I'm not going to sing the whole. I'm not thoroughly finished with it. If I feel, I will add it in the end of the DVD. But it is such a moving poem, brother and sister. What is it called? Complain of the Quran. This is the way we take Quran for granted. And in that poster, this is the verse mentioned. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِي اِتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا Now this is a warning to us, brother. We may not fall into this category of people, brother. Again, different scholars will give a different meaning. And I was curious, what is the other commentator saying? So I went to Muhammad Asad, Message of the Quran. How does he translate? I like it, brother. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, verily my people, then he writes in the bracket, some of them. Are you with me? Not the whole ummah, but some of them. So brother, we should not be in one of those some of them. We should understand Quran, ponder over it, and implement it in our life, the teachings of the Quran. So can you see now the connection between all those four verses, brothers and sisters? You know? And this is the way I hope that you will all understand, you know. Inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters? Now the homework is, you will read four verses of Surah Furqan and see how many verbs are there. Are you with me? And I'm sure you understand every verb in it. You will understand everything in it, inshallah. Okay, brother. We move forward now. يَجُوذُ أَنْ تَدْخُلَ ذَنَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ It is permissible that the verb ذَنَّ will enter on anna. What is anna? What is anna, brother? Min akhwatu inna. Wa an. And what is an? Harfu nasbin wa mastariyin. So what happens then? Fayun sabu. This is majhul. Al masdarul muawwalu. This is your naib fa'il. Are you with me? Make it al masdaru al muawwalu. Because it is your naif fa'il. Ala mafu'uliyati. Now what is the meaning of this, brothers and sisters? I'm giving you the meaning of fayunsabu. Masdar mu'awwal is regarded as mansub. Are you with me? Yunsabu al-masdaru mu'awwalu. Masdar mu'awwal is regarded as mansub. When it is regarded as mansub, what do you do? Says Absa, when it is regarded as mansub, what do you do? Fi mahalli. What is it? Fi mahalli. At that time, you will use the expression fi mahalli. Are you with me, brother and sister? Fi mahalli nasbin. So, ala mafu'uliyati means, brother and sister, for being the maf'ul. For being the maf'ul. That's the meaning of it. Okay? I repeat one more time. The masdar mu'awwal is regarded, brothers and sisters, as mansub fi mahalli nasbin, for being the object, for being the maf'ul. Now, look for it and watch for it. But then, how do you explain? Now, this is very interesting. وَيَسُدُّ مَسَدَّ. Are you with me? What is يَسُدُّ? Okay? It is مُدَارِيَة. What is مَادِي? سَدَّ. What is the مَادِي, brothers and sisters? Sadda yasuddu maf'ulaini. Inshallah, you will write it down, brothers and sisters. So, sadda, yasuddu is to block. Masaddu is ismu makan. What is it? Masaddu is ismu makan, the place. Are you with me? And then, yasuddu masadda, masadda is mafulun bihi. It belongs to the place. Place of what? It is mudaf, and where is mudaf ilayhi? Mafulaini. That is your mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea? So it means it occupies the place of two mafuls. And how do you describe it in grammar? You will describe yasuddu masadda mafulaini. This is the way you will describe it. Are you with me? Because when you say yasuddu masadda mafulaini means it replaces the two mafuls which are supposed to be there. Now this will only be said when dhan is followed by Sister Maimuna anna. What is it? When anna or an. When it comes, then you won't see two maf'ulun bihis. The whole sentence has come. It means anna, wa ismu anna, wa khabar anna. This whole sentence is occupying the place of two maf'uls. Two maf'uls. Are you with me? I'm sure you have experienced this somewhere. Are you with me? If you ride a bus, and sadly, a very big person comes, very fat person comes. He occupies the seat. But he takes two seats. He's only one person. But he fills in two seats. So what do you say? Hazar Rajalu, this fat man, what did he do? Yasuddu Masadda Rajulaini. He has replaced two people. He has substituted two people. He fill in the place of two people. So this is how, inshallah, if you write this sentence, keep that in mind. And it happens you have come across this situation somewhere in your life. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Any question you want to ask? Rajulaini, two men. Rajulun, Rajulani, Rajulaini. Hadar Rajulu, this man is taking or replacing two people because he is so wide. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay, now, having understood that, we go more in detail, brothers and sisters. Look at it, brothers and sisters. Al-imtihanu sahlun. Mubtada khabar. Are you with me? Adhunnu. I think. Okay, I'm assuming. What are you assuming? Anna al-imtihana sahlun. So brother, anna has come. What is al-imtihana? Ismu anna. What is sahlun? Khabar anna. Brother, adhunnu needs two mafulun bihi. So you will say, al-mastar al-mu'awwal. Remember, anna plus ismu anna wa khabar anna is mastar mu'awwal. Are you with me? So what will you say after words, brother and sister? You will describe anna, min akhwatu anna, an imtihana, ismu anna, sahalun, khabar anna. And what will you say after that? Al-mastar al-mu'awwal yasuddu masadda mafulaini. It has replaced two maf'uls. Got the idea, brother and sister? So this is to be written if you are to explain it in grammar. That's the only way you can explain. Because instead of two maf'ul, you have a sentence now. And that sentence, what is that sentence? Al-mastar al-mu'awwal. How did you get that al-mastar al-mu'awwal? Anna plus ismu anna and khabar anna. That is a whole sentence. That whole sentence has come in place of two maf'ul. And remove that anna. What will you say? Azunnu al-imtihana sahlan. What will you say? Azunnu al-imtihana sahlan. Two mansub. Very clear. But now bring anna, then we have a mastar muawal. And it takes the place of two maful. Got the idea? Inshallah it is clear, brothers and sisters? Do you think I should explain still more? Is it clear, inshallah? Fine. I give you another example, brother. Azunnu anna bilalan. Azunnu anna bilalan. Anna bilalan maridun. Translate, brother. I think that the Bilal is sick. Bilal is sick. Fine, brother and sister. Don't use anna. And use straight to maful. What will you say? Azunnu bilalan maridan. Now you used anna. So you said, azunnu anna bilalan maridun. So here, al-mastar al-mu'awwal. Okay. Yasuddu masadda mafulaini. It took the place of two mafuls. Do you have that blue book of Dr. Abdul Rahim, brothers and sisters? It is very useful. That glossary. Look the meaning of sadda masadda there. It will explain very beautifully. In grammar, it means it fills the place of two maf'uls. It functions as two maf'uls. That is the meaning of this. Are you with me, brother and sister? Sadda masadda mafulaini means it fills the place of two mafuls, or it functions as two mafuls. Inshallah, this is very clear. Brother and sister, I have said to you before, book 3 has so much information that's unless you work very hard and you are very sharp and intelligent, we will tend to forget. And I forgot a lot of it. The only way I got it back, by revising it. So inshallah, you will revise it. And if you forget, here is my advice to you. Do not blame yourself. There is nothing wrong with you. Except that sometimes it takes longer for us to retain in our mind. So do not blame yourself, but just keep on working, brother. Keep on working. Be consistent in your effort. Revise it, and you will get it. And once you get it, you will never ever forget it. Brothers and sisters, I look at this way. My relationship with Quran is forever. As long as I breathe, I have a relationship with Quran every single day. And in order to understand Quran directly, brothers and sisters, I have to brush up my Arabic. In other words, I must revise the things that I have studied so that I'm always on top of it. And with the practice, you will become expert, brothers and sisters. You will never forget. That revision will be only in the beginning. Later on, you will know everything. So just keep on your hard work, brothers and sisters, and trust Allah to bless you, to bless us all with knowledge and wisdom and strong memory, inshallah. Now comes, brothers and sisters, fit tanzeel, walakin zanantum, but zanantum. Okay, brothers and sisters, zanantum, here is our zanna. Okay, so there are two mafools. Anna Allah, what is Allah? Ismu Anna. Where is khabar Anna? Bila ya'lamu kathiran mimma ta'maluna. But you thought, you all thought, lakin zanantum, but you all thought that God does not know very much about what you do. This is what it means, brothers and sisters. Now, remember, this was anna. Now, the other thing is an. This was one form of masdar mu'awwal. Now, our old usual form, what is our usual form of an? Masdar mu'awwal, an plus fi'l mudari' mansub. Okay, look at this, brother. Ma zanantu. What is the meaning of ma zanantu, brother? I did not think. An yarsuba ahmadu. Ahmadu, brother and sister, is the file of yarsub. I did not think that Ahmad failed. Now, brother and sisters, I want you to look at the next sentence, which Dr. Saab has produced. What is that? Ma zanantu. So here is zanantu. Okay. Two mafools. Ahmada and yarsubu. What is yarsubu? Jumla failia fi mahali nasbin. Got the idea? You got your two maful. But how will you describe this, brother? An yarsuba ahmadu. Al-mastar al-mu'awwal. Yasuddu masadda mafulaini. Got the idea? Inshallah. You will remember this, Inshallah. Next one, brothers and sisters. Qawluhu ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. And this is from Surah Qiyamah. But in order to understand, you know, Quran verse nicely, brother, we must go 2-3 verses before it. And 2-3 verses after it. Because they are all connected. The way I said this yesterday, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ, and I said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah, it did not make a complete sense. This sentence came out of a blue. But when you go in sequence of verse number 27, 28, 29, 30, it follows, you know, the zalims will say this, and then the Prophet will say this. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So there's a sequence there. Okay, and it makes sense because that sequence describes the scenario of Yom Kippur. Okay. Now, here is something. Wujuhum yawmaidin vasiratun. Are you with me? It's not there. But it is the verse before that. Are you with me, brother? What verse is this, Sister Hafsa? 25. So number 24 verse is this. The faces on that day will be basiratun. They will be terrified. They will be scared. Okay, brothers and sisters? Their faces will be all black from terror. Okay? And what is the next verse? Tazunnu, thinking. Those faces will be thinking. See, tazunnu is a feminine. It goes to wujuhun. Write down the sentence there in the book. It will be nice, brothers and sisters. What is the sentence? Do you see the verse before this verse? Wujuhum yawmaizin, on that day, basiratun. Okay. And now this is what they are thinking. Who are thinking? The owners of this faces. Owners of these faces are thinking. Tadunnu. Maunas. We say in Urdu, maunas ka siga hai. It refers to feminine pronoun. Okay. Tadunnu. And yuf'ala. Now this is, brothers and sisters, majhul. Yuf'ala biha fakiratun. What is the meaning of this sentence? Thinking that some breaking calamity is going to fall on them. Yawmul Qiyamah. Now they are in that thought that some terrible thing is going to be inflicted on them. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So again, tadhunnu, where are two maf'uls? Masdar muawwal. How will you describe it? Yathuddu masadda maf'ulaini. Inshallah.